This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. So, obviously, the only thing worse than the weather right now is our teams. But we wanted to have some fun with it. You have to. I mean, you can't be angry every day. So, we often will make fun of a lot of things and joke about a lot of things. And it kind of lends itself to this topic. We know our teams at base level are embarrassing, but I want to go beyond that. I want to know the individual things that you find more embarrassing than the franchises themselves. The single most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports right now. So give me an example. I don't want you calling in and saying one playoff win since 1957. That's a streak, and I agree with it. But it's not a current thing, like right here, right now. That's just something the team has to break that curse. I'm not interested in that. I'm talking about someone or something who's here right now. So I'm not saying person. It can still be something. But I don't want a slew of one win since 1957, right? I think we could all agree that's a scarlet letter that as a sporting culture we have to wear. I know that, guys. So let's just move beyond that. That's the only one I'm banishing because it's boring. So, like, we're getting ticket texts right now. Most embarrassing thing, still paying Josh Smith $5.4 million. Yes, now we're getting somewhere. Most embarrassing, the playoff appearance banners. Most embarrassing, Goris bromance with Drummond. That's from Jeremy. Most embarrassing thing right now, crowd attendance. A couple of the Lions ones I don't want to do. This one is interesting, but I don't think it's specific enough. The inept Lions always releasing good players like Ebron and Van Noy. I'm thinking more specific. Let me throw the number out, and then I'll give you an example. 248-539-9797. Most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports right now. Mason's flat brim. A 60-year-old man screaming at the top of his lungs in an empty arena, pretending it's 04, wearing a flat brim. Nobody over the age of 30 should be wearing a flat brim. Possibly if you're a recording artist, possibly hailing from the city of Atlanta. You cannot, if you are Mason, at 60 years old, be wearing gaudy, shiny flat brims while you are the MC for the worst team with the worst attendance in sports. Most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports. Mason flat brim. That's an example. Sully, do you want to take a crack at this?
Yes, I'd love to, and that's a hilarious one. So, Mike, I got to be quite honest with you. I was thinking of something earlier that I mentioned to you pre-show. I'm going to go in a different direction, though, as I was thinking about this topic more. So, I think that the single most embarrassing thing right now in Detroit sports is the LCA seat covers. I mean, we have to have seat covers to hide the terrible attendance and the terrible crowds. Think
like
about
it.
That. I mean, honestly, think about the fact that the Pistons and Red Wings had a new arena created, designed, built, and within a year, they had to completely spend more money and change the seat colors because they wanted to hide the bad crowds. It's pathetic. And I think if you are going to label something the most embarrassing, yeah, that is embarrassing that they opened up a new arena, then essentially immediately had to change the colors of the seats to try to make it look like, you know, have the illusion that there's more people there when there's really not. Completely embarrassing.
Seat covers by Sully. Mason's flat brim by me. the most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports right now. Hatchet, your selection. And it, again, I want to get creative with it because that's the only way this is fun.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if mine is fun. But mine simply is just a player, Donovan Mitchell. Because every time I watch him play in Utah, I just immediately get upset thinking of who we have instead of him. We should have Donovan Mitchell playing at LCA. We should be excited to watch him play, drive to the hole, shoot threes. We should be excited at LCA. Instead, we have Luke Kennard. So every time I see Donovan Mitchell, that is the most embarrassing thing and moment for me in Detroit sports.
Sully, I don't know what to do with that. That's interesting.
I was going to say, does that count?
The most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports is that we don't have Donovan Mitchell. That's how I would phrase it.
Yeah. Even though Donovan Mitchell isn't in Detroit sports. And that's kind of a player.
You know what? I'm going to allow it. Because I will tell you, that singular mistake might have changed the course of the entire Piston organization. And Donovan's not perfect. And remember, the development of young players is not this linear path. But Donovan is a franchise player. And if he were running the point for you and were another scoring option for you, this whole thing would look different. That's a guy who's an all-star caliber player who'd be playing 40 minutes a night instead of Luke Kennard playing 11 minutes a night, looking confused and occasionally hitting a three-pointer. I'm going to allow that. The most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports is that we don't have Donovan Mitchell. He interviewed awesome here. Everyone with the Pistons from reports fell in love with Donovan Mitchell. I remember listening to Woj, who is the czar of basketball information, say that the psychological testing services that teams use to determine coachability and to determine players who will, no matter what their ceiling may be, will reach their ceiling, Donovan Mitchell graded number one in both of those two things. He was the perfect Piston, and they didn't take him. I'm going to allow it. Mike, if you want to argue with it, that's fine, but I'm going to allow it.
It's not a hill I'm going to die on. We're talking about most embarrassing things in Detroit sports. Look, I can totally understand the concept and the premise of it, but that's not in Detroit sports.
Right, but I think what David's conveying is that when he watches sports, he's embarrassed because his team had that guy here, interviewed that guy, loved that guy, his workout, all of it. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's the perfect Piston. It's embarrassing they didn't take him. It was like Stan's final bleep you to the organization.
Fine. That's fine.
You're voting for seat covers. My most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports, Mason's flat brim. An old man wearing shiny, aggressive flat brims for the worst team in the league in an empty arena. Mason, it's time to go. You either got to wear a regular hat and stop wearing shiny stuff. You're not one of the fly girls on In Living Color. Stop it. I will buy Mason a new hat if he would wear it. And ditch the flat brims. It ain't 04. Chauncey ain't coming out of that tunnel. And that arena ain't full. Yeah, that's great. Turn that off. That's enough. That's enough. And now Mason and empty arenas, crickets. Take the flat brim off. That's enough. 248-539-9797. We good? Have I explained it? Let's try to have a little fun. If we can't laugh at the state of our teams, then, well, we're all headed to a road to ruin. We'll get into it next, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.